So I mentioned this already, that if you map problems into machines, you could view HPF as an attempt to express the problem, because it's trying to express data parallelism in an elegant fashion that's near to the problem. And MPI is effectively encapsulating a machine architecture, because it's telling you how to send messages between nodes, between processes, and that reflects a machine architecture, not a problem architecture, because problems aren't particularly naturally divided up into, on a 16 processor machine, it's not particularly natural to divide a problem up into 16 parts. It's more natural to think of it as a single entity. So I would claim, as many people would, that MPI is a universal machine language. Now, it's also true that I think, as I've mentioned, that probably 95% of all parallel programming has been done with message passing. And of that 95%, most of it has been done with an approach called PDM. And MPI essentially allows you to do everything PDM does, MPI is taking over from PVM.